In StoryCorps today, a painful memory. Winfried Rembert is one of the few people to have survived an attempted lynching. It happened in the mid-1960s. Rembert was a teenager when he was arrested following a civil rights protest in Americus, Georgia. While in jail, the deputy sheriff came into his cell and pulled a gun on him.
I managed to take his gun away from him. I locked him in the cell, and I fled.
More than 50 years later, Winfried sat down with his wife, Patsy, to talk about what happened next. And just a warning, he describes in detail the horrible things that were done and said to him.
The police caught me and put me in the trunk in the police car. And when they got to their destination, they opened the trunk. And I saw all of these white people. And I see these ropes hanging in the tree. They took off all of my clothes, put the noose around my ankles, and they drew me up in the tree. I thought that was the end of my life. The next thing I see was the deputy sheriff who I had locked in the cell. He took his knife and he stuck me with the blade. You could probably hear me for miles scream. And I could feel the blood running down the back of my neck to the ground. And then from out of the blue, this man said, "Don't do that. We got better things we can do with this." I don't know who this man was. Only thing I can tell you, he had on a brown suit and some brown wingtip shoes.
What did they do then after that?
They took me back to jail. And I was sentenced on a chain gang during the prime of my life. Now, I'm 71. But I still wake up screaming and reliving things that happened to me. It was a long time, honey, before you knew. I didn't want to scare you away.
When you finally told me, I was devastated.
Yeah. Last night I fell out of the bed fighting somebody in my dream. So I'm still running, trying to save my life. You know, I even go to the doctor and psychiatrist and everything to try to get help. But I don't think I'll ever get over that. I think I'll be dead and in my grave before it's over.
When I look back over your life and see how much was taken away from you, it made me have a special place in my heart for you. People don't understand how we found joy even in the midst of our troubles. But when I leave this world, I would like to be in your arms and looking in your eyes. That's how much I love you.
I love you so much, too. And I thank you, honey.
Winfried Rembert with his wife, Patsy, at StoryCorps in Hamden, Connecticut. Their interview will be archived at the Library of Congress.